Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Sherry, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on your show. What a beautiful Thursday morning.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been discussing actually how Heritage Day is my favorite public holiday. And I think one of those is to do that. It's probably got the best weather of all of them. So it is lovely.
It is Bra Day, so let's embrace.
And never mind just Bra Day, Dis-Chem Foundation is doing a whole bunch of stuff for Heritage Day. So talk to us, what's been going on?
Okay, so Dis-Chem Foundation has, I mean, not just Heritage Day, we're just sort of jumping on the bandwagon for Heritage Day with this. We do so much in the community, but this Heritage Day, we decided to hand our cupcakes to our organizations that we assist. And we believe that heritage plays a very important role in communities. Heritage is fundamental in creating almost a sense of place for a community. And through the work that these organizations do, they provide like a sense of community, you know, where they operate in. And I think that's very important. So the Dis-Chem Foundation bought a whole lot of cupcakes. We delivered them to all these organizations. The kids went crazy. The old people went crazy. Everyone just had a big tea party. And it was really endearing to see and to watch it all happen and just people embracing who they are and where they come from. It's beautiful. It really is beautiful to see.
That is absolutely fantastic. I mean, were the cupcakes themed at all? Were they
They were Dis-Chem themed. They were South African themed. You know, we really just wanted to show these communities that we're remembering them, that we're thinking about them. We wanted to, you know, commend the people who are looking after the people in these organizations. A lot of them are disabled. I mean, we helped the Cerebral Palsy Association. We helped an old age home. We helped a foster home. You know, there's so many people who just feel neglected. And we also just wanted to make them feel like they're loved, that they thought of, and that we do appreciate, you know, that these organizations are looking after these people who are often forgotten, which is quite sad.
Now talk to us a little bit about the Dis-Chem Foundation in general. I mean, obviously we hear the work that you guys do, you know, often you'll hear about the Dis-Chem Foundation helping out in different ways, people that are under distress and all sorts of things. But do you guys have an overarching mission? Do you have something that when Sherry Saltzman gets up every day and works at the foundation that she knows, okay, you know, we're going to be fulfilling X today? What is the vision behind what you guys do?
Okay, so the Dis-Chem Foundation really is about community. We don't always know what we're going to get. So I don't always wake up and know exactly where I'm going that day. I'll often get an email to say something has happened. Currently, we're working on the water crisis in PE. So we're sending up a whole lot of bottles of water from Benet to, you know, to these people who don't have water anymore. So it really comes, you know, as it's needed. We can't anticipate where the need is going to be. People are emailing us all the time for whatever they need help with. We are bombed with emails on a weekly basis, literally a lever art file full of them. And we really just try and help the community as a whole throughout South Africa. So if it is someone who needs face masks, for example, an organization that needs face masks or disinfectant for the hands, or sometimes their roof breaks, or, I mean, you can't anticipate any of this. That's where we try and step in and help.
That's absolutely amazing. So really, it's about getting help where it's needed and just making sure that the community is being supported in any way that is possible.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, you know, we get these individual cases as well where, I mean, we've just helped through one of the other radio stations, these children who couldn't eat. They cannot digest food. And there's a particular formula that they're able to digest. So we've assisted them for a year with that. So sometimes it's on a bigger scale with a particular organization, sometimes on a smaller scale where it's just one or two people. Yeah, it was just one particular family that needed help. We really don't have a niche of where we aim our funds to. Throughout COVID, we've been doing a lot of feeding schemes throughout the communities where people were starving because they weren't able to work. Schools were closed, so school kids were not getting fed because that's usually where they get their meals from. So that's the kind of work that we involved with.
Do you have a favorite story? I mean, I'm sure that you deal with a lot of hard stuff very often. As you said, kids who haven't been able to eat and all of this kind of stuff. Do you have a particular favorite story that you could share with us?
I don't know if it's a favorite story, but it's certainly a touching story. I was working with an organization in Pretoria who takes in abandoned children. Not only are these children abandoned, but they're often taken away from their parents because they've been abused. And this one particular little girl was so badly neglected. Her mother, at I think she was about a year and a half or 2 years old, would lock her in a shack for 3 days at a time or 4 days at a time so she could go and visit her boyfriend. And this little toddler had to look after herself to the point where she tried to cook herself some food and the hot water poured all over her and burnt her. And it's one of the most awful stories I've ever heard. And one of the neighbors heard the child screaming from this incident and called the police. The police broke into the shack. It was filthy. This poor child, her nappy was, everything was just falling out of it. It was awful. And they took this child into our home. Because she had not been stimulated by her mother, she was animalistic. She behaved literally like an animal. She made weird noises. She would curl into a little corner when she felt threatened. She would climb curtains and get onto the rails. It was terrible. And then she went into this home where they stimulated her and they taught her, and this child eventually they learned was a little bit autistic as well. But I think from the emotional abuse that she has suffered and the neglect, this child will never be right. And this organization who took them in, they called New Beginnings, they're in Pretoria, they treat this child like their own. They look after this child. They love this child. And the progress that this child has made is truly unbelievable to see. And sadly, she will never be adopted because she is so problematic. But the caregivers who live with her, they love her. They've taken her as their own. And for me, that's endearing.
Yeah, absolutely. It sounds like a really, really tough story to deal with. But you guys then get involved with the home and support them in the work that they do.
Absolutely. So we've given them food. We've given them funds. We've supported. They've got different programs for the kids there where they do OT and they do yoga and all sorts of things to keep these kids stimulated. Remember, they're neglected and they've got no families. They've got no parents. And we assist them with that. We did a feeding scheme with them. What's amazing about this particular place as well is that they take in babies. Each baby has their own set of bottles, which I've never seen before. They labeled, they marked, they washed, and as the babies need the bottles, then that's how they get them. And there's one lady dedicated to washing bottles. That's how many babies there are. Yeah.
Amazing.
So I see some heavy stuff. I mean, I've been into some of the townships where a little boy was playing with sewage water in a plastic bottle and a rock, and that was his race car. And then I came home to my daughter playing with her three Barbie dolls on the carpet. So it really puts, you know, my life into perspective when I see how desperate people are, you know, who just don't have money.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Sheree, thank you so much for the good work that you guys are doing there at the Dis-Chem Foundation. And I'll just saying thank you to all the people who do so much good work in our country, and we need so much more of it for sure. So thank you for your support, and have a great Heritage Day.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on your show, and you too. Enjoy yourself.